We've all got those memories of wonderful board games, rainy nights and long car trips. But believe it or not, board games are making a significant comeback. The University of the Sunshine Coast has recently started a board games club. Colleen Styler-Hunt is a PhD student at the university and also a member as well. Colleen, hello.
Good afternoon, Jess. Good afternoon, listeners.
So what is the Board Gamers Group?
Basically, we're just a group of people who enjoy playing board games. We meet every 2 weeks on a Sunday afternoon, and we're both university students as well as the general public who meet together to play games, have fun and enjoy ourselves.
So how did it all come about? Was it someone's idea who was looking for someone to play a board game with, or was it just someone who was a big fan of the board games?
Yeah, well, I think it started actually from, it actually predates me, but it actually started with a couple of people who were just really into board games, like they had hundreds in their collection, and they're not much fun just playing with small numbers of people, so they decided they wanted to get together a club, and this particular club I think has been going since about 2008. And I joined in about 2009.
Wonderful. So we all think of internet and video games now. Why do you think people should get back into dusting off the board games and getting them out?
Well, I think, and quite a few people who do play board games also play computer games. Not all of them, but some of them do. So you don't have to do one or the other. But they do have an extra, I guess, social element, which can be nice. You're actually all going to the same place to play a game, which is quite cool and enjoyable. Yeah, it's just a different kind of fun. And just like with computer games, there are all sorts of computer games out there. There are also all sorts of board games. There's something out there for everyone. And it gives your mind a bit of a workout as well. And, yeah, it's just a great thing to do.
So, Colleen, what sort of games do you like to play? Do you have a favourite at all?
Oh, there are so many that we play. But generally, I guess they tend to be, like if you picture, you mentioned earlier Monopoly, these games tend to be a little bit more strategic than luck than, say, something like Monopoly. But there's such a wide variety. There's ones that use boards, there's card games, but they all tend to have, most of them have a sort of a theme. So in some of them you might be finding treasure, another one you might be powering the electrical grid for a number of cities, and another one you might be an archaeologist, like an Indiana Jones type character. There are just so many different ones. Probably one I'm a little bit enjoying at the moment is also one that's a digital game, which is one called Ticket to Ride, mm-hmm. which some people may have heard of. It's where you build train tracks, essentially.
Oh, I think I would like something like that, Colleen. Yeah. It's all part of that building sort of background. So do the games help your studies at all? Is there any crossover there?
There certainly is. So I'm doing a PhD at the moment, and my research is about how teachers are using computer games in the classroom, and we're also building a child safety computer game. So while I'm looking at digital games, and these are more old-fashioned as some people would think of them, like board games, although quite a lot of these games are quite new as well, the nice thing about board games is that all the game mechanics are quite exposed. So quite often, people who are developing board games will prototype an element. Sorry, people who are building computer games will prototype an element of their computer game using a board game.
Goodness. So you're able to take what you're doing there and then using it as part of your PhD?
More or less. I mean, yeah. I must say, the board gaming club, I don't stand around telling people about my PhD research, unless they want to hear it, of course.
Would it make you a very social player, Colleen?
No. They'd all avoid me. But yes, it's more social and fun, but certainly elements can be applied.
Do you think the club is about that fun and that socialising and that interaction?
Definitely, for sure. So there's the social elements, and, you know, we've just got so many great friends out of the club. It's fun. It's also challenging. And I guess the thing that I like as well is, especially these couple of members who just have huge game collections, there are so many games out there, and I honestly had no idea before I started, and there is a game out there for everyone.
Would you say, Colleen, that you've discovered games that, you know, maybe your parents or other relatives had played that are now coming back in and that you're dragging out, dusting off and playing at the club?
There is an element of that, but I think a lot of these are new. And some of it has come out of, I think, Europe, where, you know, it's cold for so much of the year, so they've invented these new board games. Like I know one person who created a game that looks at how diseases, like it's called Pandemic, and it looks at how diseases, you're trying to beat the disease taking over the world, essentially. And that person was actually works for a big technology company. So it's sort of just another way of looking at games.
And Colleen, how many people have you had come along in the last couple of weeks?
We have about between 15 and 20 members of the club, and we're always looking to grow that.
And if people are interested in coming along, it is open to members of the public as well?
That's correct. Members of the public and students. And we have a website,
yep.
Which is theboardgamers.org. So just one word, theboardgamers.org.
.org. Well, you've made a pretty good argument there, Colleen. I know that many of us in the office were talking about the different board games that we used to play, but you've got some pretty interesting ones there that I think I'll have to take a hand at.
Sounds good. Well, you'd be welcome along. We meet this Sunday.
This Sunday. At yep. what time?
1 o'clock, 1 till 5.
1 o'clock. Well, Colleen, you may see us there.
Excellent. It's at the Uni Club on the USC campus.
Thanks for having a chat.
Thanks, Jess. Have a good afternoon.